Blog Talk Radio.
It's 3 o'clock and it's that time for the Financial Literacy Ride. Welcome to Build, Grow, and Enjoy with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. So go grab your pen, pencil, and don't forget the paper, and get ready for your journey for the next 30 minutes.
Well, welcome everyone to Build, Grow, and Enjoy WIGO 1570. It is 11/16/2011, 8 days to yummy, yum, yum Thanksgiving, one of my favorite times of the year. Got a Starbucks starting now so I can eat good, but definitely looking forward to that day of good food and family time. So the countdown begins. It's 12 p.m. Pacific here in beautiful San Diego and 3 p.m. Eastern in the ATL. Lines are open, everyone, and that's 347-215-8709. Live chat, BillGrownEnjoy.com. What a week it's been, everyone. With the start of the week, had Dr. Robert Joseph from Teen Internet Marketing was on the air speaking on how to leverage the Internet for the growth of your business and your brand. We all know how important that is as an inspiring entrepreneur or small business owner in today's market. It's just the way to go. Social media is the way to go. Like he had mentioned, there's 800 million people that's on Facebook, and of the 800, 400 of them get on there daily. So, I mean, all you can do is just capitalize on that and, you know, creating your brand and building your business. And I can piggyback off that because that's how Build, Grow, and Enjoy was actually built. So I can tell you that's the direction you should go. So if you didn't miss that show, I do recommend you all to get on over to BillGrowAndEnjoy.com, click the listen button, and just tune in to the archive show. He has great, great, great information shared in branding your business. Next month is part two of that. His partner from Team Internet Marketing, Jackie, will be on the air, and she does the marketing piece, so she will also be on the air. I think it's on 12, 14, I'm not sure. Just check the schedule. Don't quote me on it. But she will definitely be on the air for the part two of what, the other part of their business that they do, and letting you guys know about the marketing piece. So, you know, just definitely get on over to, you know, join Bill Born and Joy. So that's where you can keep up with the scheduling and check who's going to be coming on the air. But definitely that is one business I would tell you guys to reach out to, because that's just what's happening when it comes to building your business in these times. So everyone, you all know, you know, you've been seeing stuff online, Facebook, you know, the social media world, as we do with Bill Grow and Enjoy. And a lot of you guys have been asking me, you know, hearing the buzz about the upcoming first annual Bill Grow and Enjoy Working Divas Keystone Leadership Award. Yes, 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 you guys. First annual, we will be having a red carpet event, just a night of prestige, distinguished people throughout the community, host of celebrities, community leaders from all over, who will be honoring them for making a difference in the community. As we all know, these last few years have just been hard on all communities touched, and this is just our way of giving back to acknowledge and honor those that have actually just kept going to make sure that, you know, the community just continue to go forth. So it's going to be an awesome, awesome night. The information is up on Bill, Grow, and Enjoy. We are in the planning process. Pretty soon, you know, Bill, Grow, and Enjoy is going to have a new Facebook list, so you can go on there and purchase your tickets. There'll be different price tickets. So definitely you want to come on and join us for that night. There will be a pre-banquet, red carpet, where you can kind of mingle with some of the celebrities and some of the community leaders. And even while you're there, you know, we're all here together. You let them know what you're doing in the community. You let them know about your business. So it's a great networking opportunity for you entrepreneurs and aspiring business owners. But definitely need to mark that date, January the 28th. Like I said, that pre-banquet from 4 to 6 p.m. And then the actual award ceremony is from 7 to 10. For more information on BillGrowAndEnjoy.com, like I said, we're wrapping up, but just keep tuning in so that way you can be a part of the movement. So speaking of movement, we all know, what drives our economy. You know, Obama has been expressing it for months now, making every effort to encourage and push it in our communities, even, you know, working on getting tax credits. All of that, you know, is due to the fact that it is what it is, and it's going to take time to rebuild our communities and let it thrive. No, it's not a war that what drives our economy. It is small businesses. Firms with fewer than 500 employees are those that drive this U.S. economy, for those of you that didn't know. And they are the providers of jobs for over half of the nation's private workforce. So the fact is, and the solution to turning this economy around, is small businesses are job creators. So we need to get out there and start creating our own opportunity. And with that, today I have the experts in that field that is assisting this movement. So you all aspiring entrepreneurs, small business owners wanting to grow, get your notepads, and just welcome Atlanta's very skillful team of professionals, the bomb, and that they are, the Business Owner Movement. Welcome, Robert Cash. Welcome, David Welt Walker. Thank you for joining us today.
Welcome. We're glad to be here.
Same here. This is Dave Walker.
Awesome. So, everyone, the lines are open if you want to call in at David and Robert, let you know what's going on with the bomb biz startup team, 347-215-8709. Okay, Robert and David, first I'd like to just let everyone hear, you know, a little bit about both of your backgrounds. And you guys are highly educated in what you do, highly experienced. And I would just like, you know, whoever wants to go first, just to say who you are and a little more about your background.
Okay. I'll start off, and Robin, you can fill in with anything that I've missed. This is David Walker, and I'm a business attorney here in Atlanta. And when I say business attorney, I mean I exclusively work with business owners. I don't do any other type of law, any what I call bad news law, like divorce or criminal or DUI or bankruptcy or litigation. I work exclusively with business owners to help them start a business, grow a business, raise money, go public, buy and sell other businesses, and other transactions that a business owner would have to think about, maybe bringing on an investor, bringing on more employees, et cetera. I've been a practicing attorney since 1998. So, you know, this, I guess, going on my 14th year. Wow. I started off at big law firms. I worked at, you know, some of the big law firms in Michigan. I worked at a big law firm here, King & Spalding. And then I also worked at a venture capital firm, first as a corporate counsel and then as president. And then eventually I worked as a corporate counsel to a public company that I helped take public. And in 2008, I started to make a decision that I wanted to work with more startup and small business owners, and I couldn't do that at large law firms because I was essentially priced out of the budget that most small business owners started. But starting things on my own, with the advent of digital technology, I didn't need all of the things that big law firms traditionally have, you know, the storage, the files, the libraries. Now you have that all online, so the startup costs for being a business attorney is now going down, which I've been able to pass along to my clients. And when I opened up my doors in 2008, what I began to see was a lot of people who were trying to start a business had questions that were really unrelated to, you know, some of the legal issues you might get as a more mature company or as you move further along, just basic business questions like, you know, how do I open up a bank account or where do I start? And I realized that if you're a business owner and you're trying to become a business owner, the information out there is overwhelming. It's like drinking water from a fire hose. It just comes from all angles. You don't know where to start. You don't know what to do. And so what I did is I said to those business owners who said, look, I don't have money to necessarily hire you yet as an attorney, and quite frankly, it's not really a legal issue they have, but I have to answer some questions. I have to ask some questions. And so instead of taking each individual business owner one by one and walking them through the basics, I said, look, if you can come to my office on Saturdays, then I'm able to give you some basic advice. But it was better for me because I could give it to more people on mass as opposed to repeating myself during the week. And so the Business Owner Movement was born in January 2009, in which every Saturday from 10 to 12, I was at my office providing information to business owners. And as time went along, they started networking with one another, they started generating business with one another, and I was essentially a motivational speaker and bringing in people who could help them with different issues like taxes or what does branding mean, what does marketing mean, and I would bring in different people, some of them my clients, some were other service providers, to give them just basic information and build their confidence up that, hey, everything I need is here and I can feel good about going out there and trying to start a business. I did that for about 18 months in a row, and we built over 500, we formed over 500 LLCs. We had thousands of businesses come through the Business Owner Movement, and it has been great for the community of Atlanta in terms of getting other people access to these great information. Robin came along this year and decided to basically put her own twist on it, and she's done a phenomenal job now raising the level of service that the Business Owner Movement provides. So that's the background of the Business Owner Movement. Now, what is it? And Robin, I didn't forget about your background, so you can. I'll say that for you, though.
I'll fill in.
Okay. So what is? So what is?
What a breakdown! I'm speechless.
Yeah, me too. Right.
Well said.
Well,
go ahead, Robin.
I just real quick will talk about the agenda, about what actually happens inside the Business Owner Movement. So during that 2 hours, what we do is first there's an introduction of myself, et cetera, and then there is a 15 or 20-minute time where I kind of go over some fundamentals that remind all business owners that it applies to. And the first fundamental is revenue, revenue. You have to put money into the bank account and don't lose track of that. The second principle is that you have to outsource the things that you don't specialize in. So don't try to build your own website or you know, do your own accounting or do your own marketing and branding. Instead, hire people to do that because, one, they do it better than you, and, two, they actually can help you generate revenue because of their relationships. And then third part of business of principle of Business Owner Movement is to build relationships with other business owners. So being able to go out to the community, meet other people, and begin to build your network so that you can have more depth to your services in terms of, you know, talking to a lot of people in the community and allowing them to be aware of your brand and be aware of all the things that you're doing. And that you free yourself up to do that when you outsource the other things. So that's the next 20 minutes. The last 45 minutes or hour is really about the business owners in the room. We go around the table. We ask them, you know, tell us about your business. Tell us, you know, how'd you hear about the bomb? And then give us something exciting that happened in your business that week. And it's just really a chance for the business owner each week to really reflect on what they've accomplished and to really motivate other people to say, hey, everybody's been having a good week. Let's try to think of some positive things and keep each other moving. And so that lasts for about 2 hours, and then there's a networking afterwards where people exchange cards, et cetera, and it's a real good event. And so we now moved it, though, to Fridays instead of Saturdays. It's from Fridays from 11 to 1 o'clock in my office in Atlantic Station, third floor of the 201 building. And now, Robin, you can go. Sorry.
No, that's okay. I will say this about my phenomenal business partner. I'm going to paraphrase this, but I believe David says there are two types of people, people who love to talk and people who are waiting to talk. So as you can see, I'm the person who's waiting to talk when it comes to this. But I would just say, you know, I became a member. I was originally a member of the BOMB, and it is a phenomenal organization. What's unique about our organization, we're not just like your typical networking organization, but this is a partnership of two business attorneys and a business coach. So you get a you know, you not only get to see the business side, you get great information about your business and growing your business, but you also get that legal side of the business, which is missing a lot of the times. And entrepreneurs, I mean, there's so much information that's shared. I consider it very holistic type of networking and information sharing. And just a little brief about me. I would say that I was born an entrepreneur. I come from a family of entrepreneurs, and as a child, I had a number of businesses. So it's in my blood. I got my MBA from the University of Texas in Austin, which is, you know, one of the top entrepreneurial colleges, universities. And so, you know, I spent over 15 years in corporate doing sales, marketing, and business development, and loved it. But again, you know, entrepreneurship has always been in my blood. So I'm a business coach and a consultant. I say that I'm the entrepreneur's answer to simple success. And it's what I love. My sweet spot is my HERS program, which is geared towards helping women entrepreneurs reach success. So I'm really excited about working with women as well, helping them reach that pinnacle of success and cracking that glass ceiling in entrepreneurship. But I would just say that, you know, one of the things about the business owner movement, it's one of those things we say that you really have to, you know, attend to see. And you could go to our website, thebusinessownermovement.com or thebomb.biz, and read the many testimonials from the members about how they, you know, were able to really grow their business and the benefit they received by being members of the BOM. So it really is a very unique and phenomenal networking organization.
Awesome, awesome. Now, there with that membership, what are some of the features that or benefits that are included in that membership, and how much is that membership just so people that's listening that wants to join you guys up or join up with you guys, sorry.
David, you want to elaborate on that? Okay, I will go ahead and I'll elaborate on that. Basically, and I'll just say that, you know, there's a number of benefits that they receive. They'll get to attend all the business owner membership movements for free. It's normally $20 to attend. It is a luncheon networking meeting, but they also will receive, if they don't have their LLC, then they'll get their LLC. We'll work with them to get their LLC formed. And when I started with the BOM, that's how I started. I needed to get my LLC set up, and I had that within, like, I can't believe it was, like, within a couple of days or so, and it's very simple as opposed to what I was trying to do on my own. If they already have their LLC, then it's just $200 to attend, and that gets them into all the meetings. They have access to all of our video trainings. They have access to all the information and the resources that we will provide and have available for them. So, you know, and throughout the year, we have special events, and they're able to attend those special events as well. So I think it's a great value for the money that you're spending.
Right. That is a great value, Robin. You're absolutely right. I mean, it's like an all-in-one, one-stop shop and a great networking circle with, you know, highly trained professionals. So that's just awesome what you guys have going on. Now, what I want to talk a little more about, I want to kind of transition it to, you know, you guys got this going on with the BOM, and now you guys have kind of partnered up with some of the members. You know, as I said, it's a great network of other highly trained professionals in different industries, but now you guys have kind of come together and created the Biz Startup Team. But before we get on in, I want to take a quick break. But when we get back, I do want to go ahead and start talking about that because, you know, that's what I'm getting a lot of questions about. You know, people are really reaching out to me like, hey, what's this startup stuff? So okay. You guys are saying 30 days with this startup team, your business could be in place. So let's just take a quick break, and then we'll go ahead and get right into it.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Kalithia. Build, grow, and enjoy. Every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m., join me on the ride of financial literacy through the eyes of the new America. Join me, Kalithia, with Build, Grow, and Enjoy every Monday and Wednesday at 3 p.m. to increase your knowledge about financial literacy on WIGO 1570 AM The Light. And always remember that someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
And we are back. Welcome back. The BOM, Business Owner Movement. talented partners, Robin Cash, David Walker. There is another partner, but he was unable to be on the air today, but you can get more information on the Business Movement website, which information is on BillGrownEnjoy.com. They are out there helping to create small business throughout the community in a very unique networking organization, which I absolutely endorse. And then with that, they, you know, within the networking organization that they have with the bomb, it's so funny how, you know, when you did one thing, something else will come. They have actually partnered up with other members to create the Biz Startup Team, which is, you know, get your business in place in 30 days. So they go through the whole process, one-stop shop for one fee. You don't have to be all over the place and, you know, getting something from over here and getting here. It's all together with a team of professionals that are experts in the field. So, Robin, go ahead and let us know about the Biz Startup Team. I don't know if is David here. I see him in the queue.
I am here. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm here. My phone muted temporarily, so that's probably what happened.
Okay. Well, tell us a little more about the Biz Startup Team. A lot of people want to know. This is something that you guys just launched. So, I mean, when I tell you this morning when I sent it out, my whole map on Bill Grown and Joy was lit up. So people were sending me, like, what's this? So go ahead and break that down, what that is, to these entrepreneurs and small business owners.
Sure. What it is, it's just a group of professionals that give you an instant business team. What do I mean by that? Oftentimes when business owners come into my office, they say, okay, Dave, you're my attorney. I like you. I want you to represent me and my interests going forward and protect my business. But then they'll ask me, well, you know anybody who could build a website, or do you know anybody that I should talk to for accountant? Or I'll ask them, who's your accountant? Who's doing your website? You know, who's doing your branding? How's your logo being designed? I ask them all these questions about business cards, and they're all like, I don't know. I mean, I guess I know this person, or I heard this person. And instead, I always refer them to some of my trusted advisors, people that I say, okay, this person does a good job, so go to them. And it really saves them a lot of time and energy because they have to go out and find all these people. Not only do you have to find the person who does it, but you got to make sure they're good at it. So these people were people who I would recommend, and they were good at it. Well, one day we were all sitting in the room, and I thought, you know what? If people had to have their business perfect before they ever started their business, it would cost them $40,000 to $60,000 to have their business perfect, even before you start it. That's why no one has their business perfect when they start it. You know, they kind of piecemeal some things. I said, but in this room, you have the ability that if somebody walked into this room with an idea, just simply an idea, we can turn it into a full-fledged business within 30 days. You're like, Robert, you can do the website, right? Jackie, you can do the search engine optimization. I'll do the legal stuff. You know, you do the accounting stuff. You do the landing and you do the logo and the design, and we would be able to turn a person's idea into a full-fledged business. Now, they'll still have to generate revenue, but they don't have to worry about any of those things. And so that from there evolved, okay, well, let's do this Biz Startup Team. And what's so great about the Biz Startup Team, we actually formed that company in 30 days. So everything you saw happened within 30 days. So this is a preferred professional network that allows startup business owners to come in and have everything that they would need to make their business successful from day one.
And there's nothing more better than actually having the having to go through the process and know that it works. So what can you talk about on the Biz Startup Team, Robin? Because I know you are the mastermind behind it.
Well, I would say that David is the brain trust. I mean, it was really, you know, his idea. And that's one of the advantages of the business owner movement, is that we promote each other's businesses and we promote doing business with each other. So here we had, you know, everyone here, and I remember David just looking around the room saying, we've got a brain trust here. We've got a business. And so we just got the team together, and the whole team was just phenomenal. And I probably cracked the whip too many times, but everybody was just awesome and phenomenal in coming together and make this happen. And I'm really excited because, you know, it shows what we're all about. We're all about, you know, growing businesses and helping businesses be successful. And this is just another example of what we're doing. I have a friend of mine who owns several Five Guys restaurants, and he was just amazed. He attended our launch event, and, you know, he said when he first came here, you know, he had to run around to all these different places. He didn't know where to go. He didn't know who to contact. And he had a friend here. He said, look, you've got to help me out. And she's running around, you know, and it really would have helped him and made it a lot easier and quicker for him if he did have something like the Best Startup Team to that one-stop resource, you know, all these experts, and you've got someone who's working with me and guiding me through the process. So I think it's a concept that's long overdue.
Right, right. And you guys even have Team Internet Marketing, Dr. Robert Joseph and Jackie. They're actually a part of the startup team on the marketing piece, correct?
Yes, absolutely. And Debbie Snelling as well. So she works with our bookkeeping and our accounting services.
Right, right. And that's, the Snelling group. And she's going to be back on the air again. She was just on, so... Yeah, it's just great when business owners can just pull together for one common goal, just for the success of others, and, you know, helping them grow this community. Because I mean, with the situation right now in the economy, small business is the way to go. Is there anything you guys would like to add to that piece in regards to the importance of creating your opportunity in these times towards the job list? You know, right? People are sitting here like, when are these jobs going to be created? I keep expressing, like, you need to create your own opportunity. So is there anything you guys would like to share to the listening audience on that piece?
Yeah, I would concur with that. I mean, small business, we're the answer for the change. We're the ones that are, you know, starting, we're creating these businesses, and we're creating these jobs. And you could see everything that's going on in our political arena is geared towards, you know, helping small businesses grow, helping them start, helping them be successful. So, you know, we are a huge part of the change and the turn that's going to happen in our economy. And, you know, I would say tapping into, you know, the resources, you know, you have a number of experts, and I think that's just phenomenal that you are bringing to the forefront all these experts to help make that change. So, you know, I think people need to continually tune in to your show and listen. You've got great expertise. Attend the Business Owner Movement meetings, and also Biz Startup Team, bizstartupteam.com, you know, great resource there to just be that change we need to be to turn our economy around.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree with you more, Robin. Well, thank you, guys. We have about 3 more minutes. Is there anything else you'd like to add? David, you know, you can break it down. You know that, so you got like 2 minutes. You want anything you want to break down to us?
No, I just want to tell people, especially business owners and those 2 people thinking about business, starting a business, hey, keep your head up. Things are going to be fine. At every single point in time, everybody needs everything. So right now somebody needs a dentist. Right now someone needs their car wash. Right now someone needs their hair done. Right now someone needs an attorney, an accountant, and an advisor. So you just got to remember that. And sometimes we get lost in some of the things that's happening in this economy. But, you know, the American people have a tremendous resolve. They're all fighting hard. All my clients are fighting hard and doing well and advancing their business. And if you're on the edge of thinking about it, just do it. It's not any perfect economy to start a business. So you got to start someday. That's my 2 cents.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And, Robin, can you give those 2 websites out again for them to reach out to you guys?
Yes. For the Business Owner Movement, it's thebusinessownermovement.com, and Biz Startup Team is Biz, B-I-Z, startupteam.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys for coming on the air today. You know, my continued blessings to both of you guys, well, to the whole team. And, you know, I definitely look forward to you guys coming on the air 2012 and being a part of Build, Grow, and Enjoy the segment, because we need people like you throughout the community. So my hats go off you guys, and just my blessings to the bomb and to the Biz Startup Team.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Thank you for having us as well.
Thank you. Thank you. So there you guys have it, the Year of Harvest. Go ahead and contact the bomb, Biz Startup Team. You know, 2011 was the year of hard work. You know that 2012, the year of harvest. If you haven't started, if you're sitting in here, go ahead and reach out to these experts. They'll get you on track. So know that it's coming to you, everybody, and don't be discouraged. You have to preserve and you have to keep pushing because it's always right, you know, right when you're about to give up or just doubting yourself is when you really are about to receive it and just need to go forth. So stay in prayer and just keep going forth for guidance. So you can contact the Bomb today. All the information is on BillGrowAndEnjoy.com as usual. They are members. Have them assist you step by step on your path of success. And just reach out to them. They are the people to reach out to. So that concludes our show for today, everyone. Thank you for tuning in. San Diego, I just want to let you guys know there's a great up-and-coming community event. BGE will be out there on Saturday, November the 19th from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Malcolm X Library Performance Art here in San Diego. African dancing. Going to be great food, poetry, so a great time just to get out and hang out with the family, the kids, the husband, wife, the significant other. We will be out there. It's a free event hosted by the one and only civil rights leader, Dr. Carol Wayman. So more information on BillGrowAndEnjoy.com. Come on out and hang out with us. So everyone, just have a productive week. We will be back on Monday, another part of this movement and also a member of the Bomb team. We'll have Ms. Dana on the air, and she's going to be here speaking on, you know, something that hits our pockets hard, too, and that's gas and energy with Dana Bates. So she'll be here just discussing on ways to save throughout the industry. So once again, everyone, have a productive week. Keep pushing. Don't quit. You know that's my motto. And just enjoy.
Thank you for taking the ride with me on Build, Grow, and Enjoy. Hoping all will be successful with the information received. Tune in every Monday and Wednesdays at 3 p.m. here on WIGO 1570 The Light with me, your host, Kalithia Jenkins. Remembering, positive people do positive things, positive actions lead to positive results.